Season 4, episode 29. It's the midweek bonus episode. And we're getting into the holiday season. And let me tell you something. It's just something about the holiday season that just makes people stupid, you know? Of course, you'll get to hear all about it right here. It just means more stuff for me to talk about. So enjoy your midweek bonus episode. If you want to take a pause from the holiday stupidity and enter my stupid world.
All the stories that you're going to hear in this podcast are true. None of the names have been changed because we've all done something stupid.
Because it's a great big stupid world, and we're feeling kind of crazy as it turns around. Great big stupid world.
I'm Insane Eric Lane. And welcome to the midweek bonus episode of My Stupid World. Just remember, if you see something stupid, say something stupid. And if you like the podcast, make sure you rate and review it, because I get 5-star stupidity for you. So give it a 5-star rating and maybe even write a review of the podcast. I just might read it in an upcoming episode. Well, it being the Christmas season, it's probably also the stupid season also, because seems to be the stupidity seems to get ramped up around the holidays. But it's not necessarily limited just to people. There's even some stupidity in the animal world. As in that bump in the night. Who's there? Well, it was not the intruder some Canadian homeowners thought, although it could be described as a menacing figure. In fact, it was an owl named Winky who ruffled a few feathers, breaking into and destroying a couple of homes. Standing only about 9 inches tall and probably weighing a mere 1.7 pounds, Winky may be small, but, you know, small thing, big things come in small packages. Yeah, he's certainly mighty. You see, a wealthy homeowner in Oak Bay, British Columbia, called police officers to her upscale neighborhood at 4 o'clock in the morning, claiming Winky had single-handedly broken into her high-end home, according to CTV News. Winky is named after one of his one squinting eye. It was caught in the act, photographed with his talons digging into a very expensive leather couch. Despite the officer's best efforts, he was not deterred by jabbing brooms, nor did he wish to be swaddled in a blanket. Wow. Seriously, how threatening can you be if your name is Winky? Well, eventually the cops were able to get the owl under control, I guess, by giving it a Tootsie Pop. I realize if you're under 40, you have no idea what I'm talking about. That's okay. Well, the Beastie Boys would be ashamed, but this guy had to fight for his right to not party. A man in France has won a lawsuit after his old company fired him for not being fun enough. Since when are French people fun? That's what I want to know. It's a business consulting firm in Paris, France, called Cubic Partners. They fired him back in 2015 after he refused to go to the mandatory end-of-the-week parties that they would throw. Mandatory parties? Okay. Well, his name has not been released, but he's actually referred to as Mr. T in the lawsuit. Drinking in excess was encouraged at these parties, apparently, from what he says. And there was also some hazing involved. Now, Mr. T wanted no part of it. He told his bosses he didn't agree with their definition of fun. So they canned him. And he sued. I would probably do the same thing. An appeals court just sided with him and said the policy violated his, quote, fundamental right to dignity and privacy. Now he could actually walk away with close to $500,000. I bet you can have a lot of fun with $500,000. So far, he's only gotten $3,100 of it, but there's another hearing coming up where he could get the remaining $479,000 in damages. Now who's no fun? Well, remember the scene in the movie Elf when Will Ferrell had spaghetti for breakfast and covers it in candy and maple syrup? Well, now you can enjoy some yourself because there's a new meal kit version that's coming. Warner Brothers teamed up with HelloFresh. You're able now to order the kits at HelloFreshElfSpaghetti.com. $15 is what it takes. Gives you two full servings of Buddy the Elf spaghetti. The kits include everything you need. The pasta, the marshmallows, various types of candy, maple syrup, chocolate cereal, and generic chocolate frosted Pop-Tarts. Actually, this is the actual commercial advertising these Buddy the Elf meal kits.
What's inside every Buddy the Elf spaghetti meal kit? A swirly, twirly, candy-licious adventure.
Great gobs of frosting.
Buddy the Elf spaghetti features a blend of essential elf food groups, including candy and syrup. So even if you're serving it to someone naughty, there'll be room for them on the nice list. Buddy the Elf spaghetti, part of a complete breakfast.
And lunch.
Now, I'm sure they've already sold out and they're selling fast, but you'll have more than one chance to buy. They are making a limited number available Monday through Friday. They go on sale with a maximum of two kits per purchase. So good luck with that. Yeah. It's actually pretty healthy, actually. You know that? I mean, since it's got two of the four main food groups for elves, candy, syrup, or candy, canes, and candy, corn. So there you have it. A well-balanced elf diet. I think you should make these kits available from your local dentist. Why not? Got lots of carbs. Well, one of the post-Thanksgiving memes on social media was inspired by Volkswagen's Italian Instagram account, not the content, which heavily features a former Italian soccer player, but it's actually the Instagram handle. You see, the handle for the account is at Volkswagen Italia. Now, that makes sense, right? But it's all one word. And if you look at it, it can look like something else if you break the words up at different spots. For instance, if you look at it, it could look like Volkswagen genitalia. Well, people are just now noticing this. It's going viral. By the way, Volkswagen has not commented. And even if they do, they probably won't change it. This wasn't just an unfortunate recent oversight, by the way. They've had this Instagram handle for years. There's a post on Twitter that says, Volkswagen Italy, please never change your Instagram handle. And the thread below that, well, everybody is using it as an excuse to revisit their teenage sense of humor. Actually, one person joked, quote, "Now that's a brand I could get behind." Ooh. You know, I'll tell you, sometimes it takes a while, but anyway. A lot of us get together with family. I did on Thanksgiving. Somebody should have told this lady, 23-year-old near San Antonio, named Sineda Soto. She FaceTimed her boyfriend and was shocked when another woman picked up. Turns out to be one of his relatives. But the problem was Sineda didn't know that. So she went to his house when nobody was home and set it on fire. She either texted a video or FaceTimed him again while doing it, because there's a shot of his couch in flames. She tells him, quote, "I hope your house is okay." He called the fire department, but it was too late. The whole house went up. Well, people on GoFundMe have donated over $15,000 to help him and his young daughter to try to get their life back together. He says he's only been dating Sineda for a month. Well, she got herself arrested 2 days later. Now she's facing burglary and arson charges. Oh, and in case you're wondering, yes, he did break up with her. Smart move. Yeah. Wow. Well, there's an unruly 34-year-old Southwest Airlines passenger that tried to open the aircraft's door mid-flight, then bit another passenger claimed that Jesus told her to do it, according to court documents. Here is another reason why I no longer fly. Elam Agbinino was on the Columbus, Ohio-bound flight from Texas at about 37,000 feet when she allegedly became frustrated with the flight attendants that prevented her from reaching the emergency exit, according to ClickToHouston.com. When the when a fellow passenger intervened by tackling Agbinino, she responded by biting that person on the thigh and refusing to let go until the victim forced their fingers into her jaw. Here's one of the passengers witnessing this bizarre incident and speaking out about it.
I just started hearing someone screaming help very loudly. She was singing gospel songs really loud and was saying she's not worthy. I was just glad that everyone made it safe.
This crazed woman then started whacking her head on the plane floor, claiming Jesus told her to fly to Ohio and Jesus told her to open the door, according to the documents released by the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Arkansas, which is where this basically happened, as they were flying over Arkansas. I don't know. I have it on good authority, though, that Jesus has not told anyone to open a plane door. Okay? Everybody knows he tells people to move over so he can take the wheel. That's what I've always thought. I mean, this cool stuff never happens on flights that I'm on. I end up getting stuck next to Mr. and Mrs. Patchouli from Humboldt County who haven't bathed in a week. It's kind of how I know that God doesn't like me sometimes when I have to fly. It's God's way of saying, maybe you should drive. And I have been, and I'm much less stressed out by it. Well, this is sort of a non-starter, but I'll ask it anyway. Could unfettered access to marijuana fuel a rise in drinking rates? Well, researchers have studied this. What do you think they have discovered? Well, of course it does. Yes, it does cause a rise in drinking rates. They found alcohol consumption increased at times in places where marijuana was made legal for certain groups. Duh. The increase in drinking was mostly driven by young adults and men, according to the University of Pittsburgh School of Public Health Policy Sciences. Quote, recreational cannabis laws have made cannabis legally accessible to nearly half of U.S. adults, but it has been unclear how this affects the use of other substances such as alcohol, says a senior study author, Coleman Drake, an assistant professor in the Department of Health Policy and Management at Pitt Public Health. He says, quote, it appears that cannabis use increases the probability that people drink, at least in the 3 years after legalization, Drake says in a university news release. Now, the researchers used data on 4.2 million adults from federal government surveys administered from 2010 through 2019. During this time period, 11 states legalized recreational cannabis. Now, duh, that's a shocker. People who like marijuana also like to drink alcohol? Wow, gee, I didn't see that one coming. Let me go out on a limb here and say marijuana use probably causes a rise in the munchies too, right? Now, here's my question, though. They had to have a study to figure that out? I don't know. What's next? They're going to discover legalizing recreational cannabis is linked to increased Doritos consumption too? I don't know. Well, this is not a list most would ask to be on. As a Georgia man assisted law enforcement in his arrest after he committed or commented on the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. Sometimes crime comes to you. The Sheriff's Department, located in east of Atlanta, they released their most wanted list for November. And one Christopher Spaulding appeared offended by the omission. How about me? Spaulding asked through his personal Facebook account. The department was happy to reply, saying, quote, you are correct. You have two warrants. We are on the way. Later on, Rockdale police shared an update to the bizarre exchange. Spaulding, wearing a red Georgia Bulldogs hoodie and a hat, was apprehended and handcuffed. The 40-year-old had two warrants for felony violation of probation, according to police. I've known doorknobs that have had more sense than this moron. I mean, he just should have gone all out, you know? Had a buffet table of donuts and bacon set up in front of his mobile home for when the cops got there to arrest him. Well, police in Miami-Dade County, Florida, they're searching for a crook who grabbed as much as he could to get his hands on from a department store, literally dragging the stolen loot out the front door. Surveillance video captured the criminal in action. Now, there's been a lot of shoplifting cases, but this one might just take the cake. Very brazen theft. Right now, we have a saturation of officers out there in uniform, and when you see something like that, they need to be caught, says Hialeah Police Chief Jose Torres. It happened at a Burlington store in Hialeah on Black Friday. Officers have a clear surveillance shot of this man's face, and they have his car on video. He appeared to get away with like a ton of pocketbooks. In the video, it also looks like he stuffed whatever he could into two large bags. Here's Sergeant Torres talking about this wild shoplifting incident.
He's doing the holiday shopping on the dime of the store, and it's something that we will not tolerate. Very brazen thief. Right now, we have a saturation of officers out there in the parking lots, undercover, in uniform. And when you see something like that, they need to be caught.
So let's look at this objectively, shall we? Hialeah, Florida. They've got a Burlington store? Wow, I think that might be the first problem. I mean, they're like Dollar General territory on their best day. I mean, Brazen probably would have been pulling off the job naked on a head full of shrooms. I'm just saying, I mean, he's so good at shoplifting, Governor Gavin Newsom has now officially invited him to move to California. Well, we've got cats, and I've had cats as a kid growing up. My cat is a high school student, was an outdoor cat, and was always bringing in souvenirs like sparrows and mice. You know, cats are known for bringing in unusual objects. Well, this one ambitious kitty took the cake after dragging a, wait for it, whole alligator head into a house in Wisconsin. Photos of the hairy headhunter's ghoulish trophy are currently going viral as paw-struck viewers scratch their heads in disbelief. The owner, Wendy Weisenhugel, tells Fox News he was very proud of himself of this unexpected discovery. It occurred in Waukesha County, Wisconsin. The Wisconsinite had noticed that her black cat named Burnt Toast had dragged an unseen object onto her lawn, which her neighbor mistook for like a big fish. Well, after they inspected the object, Weisenhugel realized it was no bass. She says, I bent down and I'm like, that's not a northern or a fish, as in northern pike. She says, that's a gator. Now look, am I the only one who didn't know Wisconsin is a mecca for giant alligators? Am I missing something here? Well, at least it was just head, not the whole gator.
If you like the podcast, well, why don't you subscribe and rate and review it? Give it a 5-star rating, because I try to pick 5-star stupidity. Of course, if you write a stupid review, I just might read it on an upcoming episode. Rating and reviewing the podcast helps it to show up prominently in searches for those that are desperate and searching for stupidity. Of course, don't forget to share the podcast on social media feeds, since you don't want to be known for being stingy with your stupidity. And of course, when you do subscribe, you can get your stupid fix every time new episodes are published to your favorite podcast player. And here's a little hack. If you download every episode, you can listen buffer-free. That is, if you don't have adequate internet coverage, of course. And if you're looking for a good podcast app, let me recommend Podcast Addict. That's available at your app store. It is free. They have a couple of paid versions as well, and it's amazingly customizable. And don't forget to follow me on social media. Use the handle at Insane Eric Lane. That's E-R-I-K-L-A-N-E on Facebook and Twitter. And you just find everything about the podcast, and, well, maybe more than you need to find out about me, at my website, InsaneEricLane.com.
And now, from the news desk of Insane Eric Lane, it's the Week in Review.
The White House unveiled its holiday decor, including 77 trees and a We the People theme. And the attention to detail is amazing. In one nativity scene, all three wise men pull up to the manger in an EV. Talk about timely. In another display, four of Santa's elves are shown getting laid off. For the second straight year, the White House's holiday display does not include a stocking for Hunter Biden's out-of-wedlock daughter. But this is nice. It does include stockings for Hunter's two favorite hookers. I'm pretty sure there's a stocking for Hunter's meth dealer, too. Frontier Airlines is getting rid of its traditional phone line for customer service. And in an even gutsier move, Spirit Airlines is getting rid of customer service altogether. The U.S. Air Force unveiled a B-21 radar Raider stealth bomber, the most advanced military aircraft ever built. Not to nitpick, but even though it costs $203 billion, it only comes with one cup holder. In a photo shoot to raise awareness about skin cancer, 2,500 people posed naked on a beach in Australia. And in a related story, two dozen Australian surfers strained their necks pretending to look away. Disney's new animated feature, Strange World, is expected to lose over $100 million. Even the producers of this fall's bros are like, holy crap. While visiting The Daily Show, Will Smith said the Oscar slap on Chris Rock was an explosion of anger years in the making. In other words, he's still pretty mad about the reviews for Wild Wild West. Emotions are still running high after the soccer match between the U.S. and Iran. I missed it, but maybe you can fill me in. Did the phrase death to America ever come up? In Iran, everything came to a stop while the game was on. Even car bombings. House Democrats voted to make Hakeem Jeffries their leader in the next Congress, replacing Nancy Pelosi. In response, Jeffries said he can't wait to start the job and get absolutely nothing done. You can definitely tell Nancy Pelosi's winding things down. The next day, in fact, she laid off three plastic surgeons. The city of San Francisco will now allow police to deploy robots that can kill. But don't worry. In keeping with the spirit of the city, some of the robots will be gay. Robots that can kill? Isn't this how the whole Terminator thing got started? President Biden welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House. I'm not saying President Biden was off his game, but the first thing he did was thank Macron for inventing French fries. The rest of the meeting went pretty well, though. Joe only dozed off twice. According to a new study, the average couch has been a part of 311 arguments, 316 drink spills, and 286 episodes of makeup sex. I don't know about you, when I get home tonight, I'm sitting on the floor. Suddenly, I've got this overwhelming urge to buy a truckload of Febreze. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced plans to hospitalize mentally ill people involuntarily. You know what that means, right? It'll be a lot easier to find a seat on the subway. Think about it. Without the mentally ill wandering the streets, New Yorkers will have no choice but to attack themselves. To monitor the health of cattle, Chinese researchers have developed a smartwatch for cows. So far, the biggest challenge is teaching them how to put it on. Kind of weird, though. Turns out the cows are upset they can't use the smartwatch to make calls. And after their World Cup defeat against the U.S., Iran's national soccer team received a subdued welcome home. Kind of depressing. I mean, instead of a cheering crowd, when they got off the plane, they were greeted by two old guys and a goat. The Iranians greet the teams were so despondent they couldn't even muster a single death threat. And Twitter owner Elon Musk called the New York Times a, quote, lobbying firm for far-left politicians. Now, it might sound harsh, but it's way nicer than what most Americans call them. Elon Musk has achieved the nearly unthinkable. He has writers and editors yearning for the days when Donald Trump was calling them the failing New York Times. New York Times was outraged by this claim. They were like, hey, we also lobby for other groups that hate America too. Nearly 2 months after President Biden vowed there will be consequences for Saudi Arabia's actions to cut oil production, the U.S. is not actively considering any significant retaliatory actions against the kingdom. Turns out, Joe's words are the opposite of his adult diapers. Empty. White House officials now say they'll continue to assess relations with the Saudis. Yeah, they just need to figure out if they should be bending over or getting on their knees. And according to new research, if you tend to reach for spicier foods, chances are you lead a spicier life. You definitely have fiery experiences, but the issue is that the mainly occurrent is your bathroom. Per the survey, spicy food eaters are more likely to enjoy trying new things than those with milder heat preferences. And those new things mainly include different types of antacids and diarrhea medications. A 33-year-old French tattoo addict who transformed himself into a black alien and even wanted to amputate one of his legs said that he's struggling to find a job. But he can always move to the USA and get a job as an illegal alien. Anthony Lofredo had his nose, both ears, and two fingers amputated to achieve his dream look. This guy clearly makes bad decisions, which makes it hard to believe that he can't land a government job. And Hillary Baldwin and her husband Alec Baldwin are reportedly still struggling after the fatal shooting on the set of Rust back in October of 2021. Now, everyone's wondering if Alec will take any more acting roles, including a spot in a potential sequel to Top Gun. Yeah, we're not okay. We can't be okay. No one's okay, Hillary said in an upcoming interview with Extra. She was so brutally honest that many are now calling her a straight shooter. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte trolled President Biden on Twitter, poking fun at the U.S. men's soccer team's loss to the Netherlands in the World Cup. And the person running Joe's Twitter account was absolutely outraged. The loss from the United States eliminated the team from the World Cup tournament. Now, Americans will have to find something else on TV that puts them to sleep. Twitter CEO Elon Musk turned to the social media platform that he owns to say the U.S. Constitution was greater than any precedent. That piece of paper most certainly is, but right now a piece of toilet paper is greater than the current president. The new owner of Twitter has been vocal lately on the importance of free speech, which means most politicians are currently working on a plan to shut him up. GMA3 anchors Amy Robach and TJ Holmes have been taken off the air amid their bombshell affair scandal, because if ABC had kept them on the air, they'd have to change the name from Good Morning America to Good Morning Wood America. And according to a new survey, American youngsters are ditching alcohol for cannabis. But no matter what they use, they always somehow wind up at the same place, Taco Bell. Cannabis use among teens and adolescents increased by 245% between 2000 and 2020, with the largest rise coming since 2017 as many states decriminalized the drug. So if you go to CVS and they're sold out of Clear Eyes, that's why. In a recent interview, Adam Sandler revealed that in 1995, he and his writing partner were surprised when 90% of papers called his movie Billy Madison garbage. If only those critics knew what was coming. Sandler churned out some absolute gems in the 90s, and Billy Madison is one of the best. It's movies like Jack and Jill and Click and Grown Ups that are something you put on in the background, you know, on an airplane or in Guantanamo Bay torture cells. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo suffered a broken foot against the Miami Dolphins and will be out for the season. It's kind of shocking because usually it's Californians going to states like Florida and screwing everything up. Now the 49ers have to turn to some backup bum at quarterback, so fans shouldn't really notice any difference. And a McDonald's franchise in Pittsburgh is accused of overworking more than 100 youths. One thing's for sure, it's not because they were spending too much time cleaning the restrooms. And Lynn Austin, the original Hooters girl, is now 61 years old. Now, I don't want to say gravity has been unkind to her assets, But these days I hear she's working at the International House of Pancakes. A man was charged with biting a security officer's finger while he was publicly intoxicated, according to police, right here in State College, Pennsylvania. Sounds like this guy thought he was at a cocktail party where people were serving finger foods. And finally, in Canada, the St. John's Christmas Parade featured a giant baloney mascot that upstages Santa Claus every year. You got to really feel for the big man, you know, because nobody can compete with the big meat. The Maple Leaf Foods Mr. Big Stick mascot is waving, walking, cylindrical stick of bologna, complete with a top knot, which has been a staple of the city's parade for over 25 years. Women love him. Men are jealous because they would kill for that nickname.
It's a great, big, stupid world.
You know, everybody has a little stupidity in their world, and frankly, I would like to hear about it, okay? If you've maybe got a great stupid story from your stupid world, maybe you just want to respond to one of mine. I'd like to hear about it. Let me hear from you. You can contact me easily just by email at shoutout@insane, E-R-I-K-L-A-N-E, or if you got a question or a comment about something that you've heard on the podcast or something that Pancho Guerrero has said on the podcast, or maybe you just want to tell me of some firsthand experience of some stupidity you've encountered, well, let me know. I want to hear from you. I might even use your comments on an upcoming episode. So record a message for me at podcast.insaneericlane.com and give me your feedback, okay? And by the way, if you haven't done so already, and I just can't imagine why you haven't already, follow me on social media. You can look me up on Facebook or Twitter by searching out the handle Insane, E-R-I-K-L-A-N-E.
Underneath this genius, I'm simply a human.
It's like a caveman thing or something.
And now this week's Genius Award.
And in this week's Genius Awards, in Hopkins County, Kentucky, police say a 26-year-old naked, intoxicated woman walked into a stranger's home. She's Alexis Massey, and she's facing charges of alcohol intoxication in public places and criminal trespassing. Now, officials say it happened just after 1 in the morning on Thanksgiving Day. Police say the man did not know Massey when he asked her to leave, and she refused. Officers say she also refused when the homeowner offered her a ride somewhere. Now she's due in court later in the month. Typical Thursday night in Kentucky. Huh? Why is this even news? Because if you knew exactly how long it took that drunk woman to find the house she could literally walk into and crash at, you'd understand why she didn't want to ride anywhere else. And then there's the man who was convicted of impersonating law enforcement numerous times in Central Florida. He's now back behind bars. The Osceola County Sheriff's Office say deputies arrested Jeremy DeWitt for violating his probation. He got out after pleading no contest and going to prison. The Osceola County Sheriff walked DeWitt out to the jail, and he had a lot to say. He's been arrested repeatedly for impersonating an officer while working as a funeral escort with his company called Metro State, sometimes pulling people over and yelling at other drivers. After his release from prison, officials say he was supposed to close the business and its YouTube channel, but they say he has not done so. DeWitt told WESH2 that his account was hacked. "The guy's definitely out of control. I don't know if it's a personality issue or a power issue," says Sheriff Marcos Lopez. Stick around, kids. In the next episode of Florida Man Doing Florida Man Things, we've got a delusional fake cop who says he has hacker issues. Film at 11. Yeah, guy impersonates law officers and YouTube stars. Okay, now that's where I draw the line. Or how about this? During an argument early Thanksgiving morning, a 45-year-old Florida man threw a sex toy at his 33-year-old girlfriend
leaving the woman with a bruise on her torso, according to the cops that noted that they did not confiscate the weapon used in this alleged domestic battery. Investigators say Christopher Pasito and the victim were inside a room at the Sun Island Motel in St. Petersburg around 4:40 in the morning when a verbal argument turned violent. According to the arrest affidavit, Pasito was packing his suitcase to leave the room when he began throwing the victim's items out of the luggage. During the process, the woman told police Pasito, quote, hit her with a sex toy on her torso, leaving a bruise. Now, when questioned by cops, Pasito reportedly admitted to throwing items, but does not recall exactly what items. The sex toy in question is not further described in the court affidavit. The 6'2", 300-pound Pasito, who cops say was under the influence of alcohol, was arrested for domestic battery. He was released from jail after posting a $1,000 bond in the misdemeanor case. Now, a judge has ordered him to have no contact with the victim. Pasito is a professional engineer who lives in Fort Myers, a city about 110 miles south of St. Petersburg. So, can we all agree to stop using sex toys as weapons, please? I mean, if this keeps up, Biden will have no choice but to declare the magic wand, the rabbit, and that 18-inch black latex forearm as weapons of MASS destruction. It wasn't in the report, but word around St. Pete is that he hurled the chastity cage she planned on making him wear at her. What about this? A 36-year-old disgraced former Brooklyn prosecutor has copped to federal charges that he helped run a nationwide marijuana distribution ring, including while he was still trying cases for the district attorney's office. Ramey Joda admitted in Brooklyn federal court he used a cell phone to help arrange for crates of marijuana to be shipped to associates in California from a New Jersey auto shop since at least 2014. Federal court records reviewed by the Post show. Federal investigators say they nabbed Joda red-handed after he came on their radar during a probe and they tapped his phone in late winter of 2016, catching him doing business with his cohorts. He reportedly worked as an assistant DA from April 2015 to May 2016. Now, the gang used J&J Dumping Incorporated of South Plainfield, New Jersey, to ship out the crates, checking on the deliveries and payments through hundreds of phone conversations. In a March 1, 2016 call, Joda and co-conspirator Daniel Etkin talked about collecting money from others in the operation that was owed to another alleged member of the distribution ring, Richard Gambale, according to the records. In court, Joda pleaded guilty to using his cell phone in the commission of a felony and now faces up to 6 months in federal prison. So, this is where all the trash weed is coming from, right? Cops got wind of the deal when someone in Cali got busted with weed that smelled like sardines and pepperoni, I think, right? Well, you got to check this one out. A 20-year-old Texas woman has pleaded guilty to smuggling a spider monkey in a box she alleged was carrying beer. Savannah Nicole Valdez was arrested when she tried to enter the United States through the Gateway International Bridge in Brownsville, Texas, with the primate. Eagle-eyed officers at the border spotted a wooden box with holes inside her car, which she said contained beer she had bought in Mexico. Officers opened the box and discovered the live spider monkey inside and directed her to pull over for a secondary inspection. Well, Valdez refused and sped off, running a traffic light, nearly colliding with officers and other vehicles. Investigators later found online ads for the sale of a spider monkey with her phone number listed. Valdez turned herself into law enforcement and pleaded guilty to smuggling wildlife into the United States without first declaring and invoicing it and fleeing an immigration checkpoint. The monkey was then taken to an animal shelter in Florida where it is safely living. Valdez is scheduled now to be sentenced and will face up to 20 years in prison and $250,000 fine if convicted. It's a crazy case of smuggling, you know. I'm talking serious monkey business here, folks. Yeah. You know, the authorities were really stunned. They were like, this is bananas. And you'll never believe this one. A 42-year-old Southfield, Michigan man has been arrested for the robbery of a Huntington bank, and police say he took an Uber to and from the bank and asked the driver to wait as he held up the place. Jason Christmas was arrested by Southfield police after the bank robbery. Police said Mr. Christmas took an Uber to the bank and asked the driver to wait as he went inside and robbed it. The driver was completely unaware of Christmas's plans, according to police. The Uber driver then took Christmas back to his apartment complex, the Heights of Southfield and Losser, where police then took him into custody just outside the apartment building. Now, in a body cam video released by Southfield police, Christmas is handcuffed and on the ground. Police ask him if he got shot because of the red stuff that was all over him. Well, the red stuff was from the dye packs that was put in with the money that the bank handed over to him. The money, which police pulled from his pockets, was covered in red dye. Christmas was charged with bank robbery, and the judge set a hefty bond of $500,000 cash with no 10%. Yeah, what an absolutely terrible decision by this guy. Yeah, you know, look, if you're going to rob a bank, don't use a getaway car that can be easily tracked. The bad news is now he's a convicted criminal, but the good news is, well, he qualifies for a job driving an Uber. Okay, one more. A loud science experiment allegedly mistaken for gunshots prompted a large police response and a West Valley Elementary School to be evacuated in West Valley City, Utah. There was a false alarm incident at the Granger Elementary earlier this morning, according to the Granite School District in a prepared statement. A teacher in a classroom heard what they thought to be shots fired and contacted police. Those loud noises were from a science experiment in another classroom. The teacher that heard the noises immediately called 911. The school was cleared. Parents were told they could pick their kids up at nearby Redwood Swap Meet. But just a short time later, police and the district administrators confirmed no shots were fired by anyone. Classes at Granger Elementary resumed that afternoon, but parents who still want to pick up their children are being allowed to do so at the school. Students who stay will be given lunch, and the school will be let out at its regular time, according to the district. Yeah, my Uncle Elroy once dropped what he called a science experiment on us at the dinner table. Yeah, cleared the whole room in seconds. I kind of feel ripped off, though, you know? I mean, the coolest thing we did in elementary school was eat Elmer's glue. And these heathens are blowing stuff up. Well, if you like the podcast, please rate and review it. Give it a 5-star rating. These are 5-star stupidity stories I'm giving you here, okay? And please write a review of the podcast. Make it as stupid as possible so I can read it on an upcoming episode. Besides, if you rate and review the podcast, it will help it show up prominently in searches because Lord knows people are out there spending all their spare time desperately searching for stupidity. Of course, you can also share the podcast on social media feeds because, look, you want to be in this generous Christmas season. You want to be generous with your stupidity. Yeah. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already done so, because then you're guaranteed to get your stupid fix every time new episodes are published to your podcast player. Don't forget to download the episodes, because that way you can listen buffer-free. That's if you don't have good internet or cell coverage. Don't forget to try my recommendation for a really good podcast app called Podcast Addict. It's available at your app store, totally free. They have a couple of paid versions as well. I love it. You can customize it. It's fantastic. Don't forget, besides this bonus episode, there's also the weekend episode that you can check out with my insane Florida nephew with more Florida stories. Stupid and all from, well, Florida and elsewhere. I think Pennsylvania is probably a second runner-up to stupidity nowadays. You can also ask Pancho about questions that you have that, you know, you're confused in life. And Pancho Guerrero, my insane Florida nephew, will answer those questions and with his sage wisdom. Yes. Yeah. And you can also play along with Pancho Guerrero with the Insane Game Show. And don't forget, you can also interact with the podcast simply by downloading Telegram Messenger. It's a great app, and you can use that app to join the Insane Eric Lane Stupid World channel, because I'll post all the links to the stories that I read from each episode. And there you can, of course, see the videos and the pictures and read the actual articles that I'm referring to on the podcast and share them with your friends and make comments about what you think and all that kind of good stuff. You can preview the channel and get a link to download Telegram Messenger app at t.me/insaneericlane. That's t.me/insaneericlane. The app is available for desktop or mobile versions. They've got platforms for Windows and Linux and Android and Apple. So check it out. Follow me on social media also with the handle @insaneericlane on Facebook or Twitter. And get all of this stuff at my website, insaneericlane.com. And this week's verbal meme, I can't wait to retire so I can get up at 6 a.m., drive around slowly, and make everybody late for work. If you think I have written all the stuff that goes into this podcast, you're giving me way too much credit. No, I have to give credit to a talented bank of writers that I rely on for most of this stupidity. I haven't got enough hours of the day to go scoping out all the stupidity that's out there. So I have to give props to Mr. Laugh's Comedy and Ad Large Media, Premier Prep, Wise Brother Media, the Universal Comedy Network, and Pulse of Radio at the United Stations Radio Network. Thanks for sticking it out through my stupid world. And if you're feeling a bit crazy, I hope you'll follow me on Facebook or Twitter at Insane Eric Lane and visit InsaneEricLane.com. And if you're feeling a bit insane and want to make your own podcast, you can do it with Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast ever. The only platform where you can publish to major podcast outlets like Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music with a single tap of a button on your phone. Whether you're capturing your own voice, taking call-ins from listeners, conducting remote interviews with anyone, or broadcasting full-length songs from Apple Music or Spotify. Available today for iOS and Android, and it's 100% free, entirely mobile, and so easy to use that literally anyone can make a podcast, even me. Find out more at anchor.fm.